News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller says her administration remains committed to making early childhood education a priority area for policy action and funding. She says development of the nation's children and securing their future in a safe and prosperous Jamaica is a top priority of the government.
The children of Jamaica are dear to my heart. In fact, the development of the children of Jamaica and securing their future in a safe, prosperous Jamaica with opportunities for their success must be the number one priority of the government and all the people of Jamaica. The government that I lead is giving special focus to the children. Early childhood education is at the forefront of the government's agenda.
Mr. Simpson Miller was addressing a contract signing ceremony for the upgrade of the Care Bear Early Childhood Development Center in Whitfield Town, Southwest St. Andrew, on Wednesday. The school is to benefit from expansion works under an $11 million grant being provided by the government of Japan. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kelly says establishment of the long-awaited Labour Market Commission is far advanced. The Labour Market Reform Commission will be tasked with conducting a review of existing policies and programs with respect to several elements of the labour market. These include education and training, productivity, technology and innovation, labour policies and legislation, social protection and industrial relations. Mr. Kelly says the government is working to identify a new chairman for the commission.
The other members of the commission that have been proposed have been identified and invited to serve. And so soon as we have gotten confirmation of a new chairman, you, our stakeholders, will be properly informed as to the way forward.
Minister Kelly was speaking at the final meeting of the Labour Advisory Council for 2014 in Kingston on Tuesday. Cabinet has approved a contract valued at over $194 million for the construction of a 304-bed dormitory at the Tamarind Farm Adult Correctional Center. The contract is for the construction of a two-story dormitory-style block to house inmates. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says the new facility at Tamarind Farm will help address the issue of overcrowding at the island's other major adult correctional facilities.
With the facilities experiencing major overcrowding, the Ministry of National Security has taken the decision to expand the capacity of the medium security facilities, of which Tamarind Farm is one such facility.
The work is expected to be completed within 6 months. Distribution of potable water in rural areas should be boosted through the Tank and Pump Operational Efficiency Program. The program, initiated by the National Water Commission, is valued at $55.5 million. The contract for the works has been awarded to the Rural Water Supply Limited.
The project involves assessment of NWC potable water storage tank, identifying problems and shortfalls of existing facilities, identification of demand centers, and changing the location of storage tanks, among other things.
Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner speaking at the weekly Jamaica House press briefing on Wednesday. Approximately $67.5 million has been spent to expand and upgrade several sections of the Accident and Emergency Department at the Maypin Hospital. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the work was undertaken to improve service delivery and to provide a more comfortable working environment for staff.
The emergency department of any hospital is critical and can mean the difference between life and death. The emergency department at hospitals tend to be highly utilized. Our aim is to ensure that no patient requiring emergency service will get less than the best service.
The project was financed through the National Health Fund. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.